Welcome back. Hey, I'm Mike Silva. Think about the last trip that you had to the dentist. Remember sitting in the chair as the dental hygienist x-rays, scrapes, buffs, burrows, cleans, and fluorides your teeth. Remember that? At some point, she pulls out some floss, starts jamming it into every crack and crevice that is in your mouth, and she asks this question. So, do you floss your teeth regularly? Have you ever been asked that question? Now, at this point, my gums were tender and bleeding. So what do you say? I mean, think about this. If you say, yes, I floss regularly, then she'll know that you're lying. Because if you were flossing regularly, I now know, your gums would not be tender and they would not be bleeding. If you say no, you condemn yourself to a 5-minute lecture on the necessity of regular brushing and flossing. Have you been there, or am I by myself out there on that limb right now? You see, sometimes, friends, people try to fool themselves into thinking that they're really right with God. They might even say, oh yes, I've accepted Jesus when I was a child. But you know, you can probably tell by the absence of spiritual fruit that they may not be telling you the entire truth. Just as my dentist friend says, and I quote, your gums do not lie, end quote. In the very same way, you can't fool God either. He looks at us and he sees our sore, tender, bleeding lives, and he knows exactly what's going on the inside. You see, you might be able to fool those around you, but Almighty God knows your heart. He knows the validity of your relationship with him or the falsehood you choose to live behind. And you know the background, by the way, of that old adage that says, and I quote, you know what? You're lying through your teeth, end quote. Have a great day.